With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Much of the country remains in the grips of a major Arctic blast that has sent record low temperatures even into parts of the Deep South. Millions at risk of potentially dangerous cold as storms continue to dump snow from coast to coast. National Weather Service says wind chills could plummet as low as minus 70 in areas in Montana and the Dakotas. Upstate New York could see nearly 2 feet of snow, while further south, portions of Arkansas, Mississippi, and Tennessee bracing for 4 to 6 inches of the white stuff. In Iowa, where the GOP is holding its caucuses tomorrow night, and despite the weather, candidates were out making last-minute pushes today. Frontrunner and former President Trump hoping people aren't deterred by the weather.
We have a lot of people here. If this is any indication, the storm has had zero effect. Zero. This is tremendous. Well, as they say, you're very hardy people.
Meanwhile, national political reporter Meg Kinnard reports with just hours to go, many caucus goers are indicating they're still undecided.
Iowa voters know that all the attention of the country and potentially even the world is on them ahead of the GOP caucuses. Some of them already committed to who they're going to support. Some have told me they are still waiting to make up their mind, that it may come down for them to Monday night itself, to hearing from their friends and their neighbors as to which campaigns they were supporting.
An Oklahoma City suburb got rattled by a series of at least 6 earthquakes earlier this weekend. U.S. Geological Survey reports the preliminary magnitudes of 2 of the quakes in Edmond registered 4.1 and 4.3. No injuries or significant damage reported. Overseas, Yemen's Houthi rebels fired an anti-ship cruise missile toward an American destroyer in the Red Sea. American fighter jets shot the missile down. This is SRN News. Samaritan's Purse trying to help Ukrainians through another harsh winter.
The giant Christian relief agency has delivered more than 3 million pounds of wood, nearly 7,000 wood stoves, and more than 60,000 articles of warm clothing to the embattled nation. More than 200 million pounds of food and 23 million gallons of clean water have also been flown in, along with almost 500,000 Ukrainian language Bibles. It's been almost 2 years since Russia launched its invasion, and the fighting continues. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
More trouble for the Vatican. A cardinal who is leading Pope Francis' effort to get priests to bless same-sex civil unions being scrutinized for a pair of books he authored earlier in his career. Both books contain sexually explicit passages that seem out of place for a Catholic clergyman. The man is already under fire from some bishops for his role in last month's same-sex pronouncement by the Pope. SRN News. Fishing regulators being sued by a group of lobster fishermen.
The fishermen claim that new electronic monitoring requirements designed to protect rare whales are unconstitutional. The new rules went into effect December 15th and require fishermen with federal lobster fishing permits to install 24-hour electronic tracking devices on their boats. The Maine Department of Marine Resources has promoted the new rule as a way to collect better data that can benefit the fishery and help save the vanishing North Atlantic right whale. 5 lobstermen who are members of the Lobster Fishing Union filed a lawsuit in federal court. John Scott reporting.
About 21 million children likely to receive food benefits this summer through a newly permanent federal program. 35 states, all 5 U.S. territories, and 4 Native American tribes opted into the Summer Electronic Benefits Transfer, known as Summer EBT. More details at srnnews.com.